Jeff and Linda, I see you back there. Come on up. Yes. And let me give you a pirate hug, if I may.
Arr.
Arr. Arr.
It's a big pirate hug.
Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody, for being here for this exciting launch of the Chambre Theater. As David mentioned, we've gone through our iterations over the years. It's been one little change after the other, but this was like...
We have a lot of old friends here. How many people were here when we used to do the chairs in a circle and the two lawn chairs on the fireplace? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There was about 12 people. Yeah. We'd sit right over there.
Plastic lawn chairs.
The stage was the hearth.
Yeah.
And now it looks like...
That's ugly.
Wow. Now it looks like Dave has that for his perch. But it occurred to us we were trying to correct some problems in the lighting to make it a little bit better for the people viewing online. And we started there and realized that we just needed to move some things around. And by the way, welcome to everybody listening on the internet today. We have people from all over the world, and we want to welcome them into our space. So we got to taking a look at the room and saying, what could we do different, and how could we change it around? And we kind of literally cleared the table of everything. Well, hi, guys. I'm used to looking over here. I'm a little spacey today because, you know, I should be standing over here, but, oh, well, little changes throw us. It's a Virgo thing. Now you have to stay there. Thank you. But, you know, it's kind of funny because as good and wonderful as changes are, they're still changes, and I think it always kind of throws us off a little bit. So I have
to
get my...
You're a Virgo. It has to be perfect.
Absolutely. So we spent quite a bit of time reorienting the room, changing things, trying to make it so it's not so congested when you walk in and register and get food and try to open up. Because that's like the spot in the room back there, the food spot. So we wanted to kind of clear that area so that at that break time, you got plenty of room to eat. So, yes.
But the real thing was to come up with a little better just backdrop for all of this.
Yeah.
Make it a little simpler, a little cleaner, a little easier. And I was excited to see that.
Yeah, I love the drapes going all the way. I mean, it's like a real almost theater kind of.
You'd never know. We were just at some little hole in the wall in the mountains.
And we got... new carpeting on the floor. I love that. Because, you know, Adamus takes my shoes off. And so I walk around with just socks on. And now I've got a nice new carpet. Oh, I see a chair on the carpet there. nice new carpet to walk on. I mean, it's a... And then when
we have
music, we're going to put the musicians over here. We're going
to,
like, have move the table on that and put a little music here. It'll be great because they were kind of always just stuck,
guys.
Back over here. But, you know, it's such a wonderful setup. What? No, it's great. I love the room. What's the music for? What? Are we missing something?
You apparently are.
I'm just so excited that we have the camera up there now. Whoa, what's happening?
Little old Coal Creek Canyon.
Our new 80-inch LED screen. I'm going to go crazy on doing slides now.
It takes 2 days for it to drop from the ceiling, but...
We actually had to get here last night, you know, to start moving the screen up. It takes a little while, but... Hides in the ceiling. Amazing. I wished I had one of these in our bedroom. No, not the TV, but the lift. I just go up and down.
No more coffee for you.
Before, you know, we used to have the screen back here, and it was never terribly clear, you know, because it was projected from the back. So we really sat down and said, how can we get the best possible image? Stunning. I forgot the name of the person who did that. We got it on the internet. It's beautiful. Oh, yeah, I'll talk about that in a moment. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the video.
So as you can see, this is a man thing to have a big piece of electronic.
Woo! Woo! The man screen. The only problem is I don't have the remote. They've got it back there.
How did you let that happen?
Sooner or later, it will come all the way down. I think that's it.
That's it.
But I think even in the back of the room, you can see clearly. I think even on the internet, you know, when they're showing shots, it's going to be clear. And I do have to point out the brilliant design. And this was really, the project manager for this was Joe Collins. Joe designed it. Joe spent about a week up in the ceiling there. There's an elaborate box up there with all the electronics and insulation and everything else. It's absolutely amazing. I really do want
Sandra one at home. Had to literally take a hose and hose him off before she'd let him back in the house.
Wonderful people like Larry Clark, Joe Engel, Sandra Harris, Linda, Jean. Trying to think who else spent a lot, and John Kaderka, a lot of hours. I would say that Joe alone probably spent about 200 hours just planning it, installing it, and like
it's
I said,
his baby.
Spending a lot of time. So let's bring Joe up to the front. Come on, Joe. Woo!
Woo! Woo! Woo!
You should be really, really proud of that. Yeah. That was the thing. Now you have to channel.
It doesn't work. Oh, there it goes.
There it goes. Joe, that is an amazing, amazing creation.
Absolutely. A lot of work.
A lot of testing. And, of course, with anything like this, you know, you put it together and then little things aren't working right. And you spend a lot of long nights here getting it all together.
Yeah, about 5 weeks, about 5 weeks straight.
Yeah.
Designing, that don't work, change it.
Yeah.
That don't work, change that. It. Do this, and then you got to change 10 other things because you changed this.
Exactly. And as you can imagine,
the other nice thing about this is that this is a community center. So we rent this hall from the community. It's all nonprofit. So it's a nice gift also that Joe's created this because now it's also a gift to the Coal Creek Canyon community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Thank you.
It's like the fanciest screen of any community center anywhere around.
That you're aware of.
I got to go in business installing these.
I know. So we're really lucky, really fortunate to have Joe's talents and whole crew that put this together. Joe, we have a little gift for you, just as kind of a remembrance.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So amazing. We'll have this for years to come. And it really kind of becomes the centerpiece of this whole Chambre Theater. Really, really cool. So thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Truly
from all of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And, you know, we had the trailer here at about 7 this morning. And, like, oh, please, everything worked today. And you know, it's like, you know how that goes. And because we had some glitches during the week. And fortunately, everything worked. We wanted it to drop from the ceiling, not fall from the ceiling. All those little things. But anyway, the new Chambre Theater. I'm tickled with it. Yes? Well, we keep the curtains bunched up here, and then we have another curtain that goes over it, so when other people use the hall, they don't kind of mess with it. But everything else comes down. Actually, I never realized how much there is until we were doing all these testings, and we'd have to bring everything in. We literally laid the room out, drew diagrams and measured everything, and this carpet has to be, I'm serious, and chairs, I mean, we measured how far the chairs are apart from each other. But then when we pack things up later on to put it back in the trailer, it just takes forever to get all the cameras out of the ceiling and
it
everything.
It proves what a good team of volunteers we have, more than
anything.
Oh, my gosh,
incredible. So big hand to everybody who put this together. So that kicks off our show today. I am actually truly missing the remote. Oh, good, good, for the slides. And in the meantime, you can just hit the space bar for the slides. So we have a lot to cover today. Yes?
So when this is all over and everything's cleaned up, Coal Creek Canyon actually has a bowling alley with a Wii, right? You can go to the bowling and all kinds of things.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. I'd come down here and watch movies and play video games and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, well, and Susie Schemmel is also the hall manager for the community. They're very convenient. We are really lucky.
And the maintenance person.
And the cleanup person.
And the booking person. And the snow shovel person.
And
she does it all.
And actually, Susie is going to let other people use the screen, and we have all the equipment for them to do that. But it'd be really nice. There's a board meeting on Tuesday where Susie's going to unveil it. Oh, let's see, remote. That would be, no. In that green roller bag, I think in the projector case, maybe.
It's not here.
Okay, we'll just do it, man. I'll ask you to hit the space bar. Okay. All right, we're ready to begin the regular show. And I'm going to be looking back to see how lovely the slides look in high definition. Whoa, yeah. So I want to welcome everybody who's listening in online. Welcome to this special edition of our monthly webcast. We're kind of right between Good Friday and Easter Sunday.
Why do they call it Good Friday? That is so stupid.
It should be like really Bad Friday.
They butchered Jesus and they call it a Good Friday.
I cannot figure that one out. Don't know. But the fact
I like the Easter Bunny chick thing way better.
And I love Linda. Yeah, Linda went and got the little stuffed animals. Those are great.
That's the fun part of Easter, the adventure, the seeking, the rebirthing.
Absolutely. So we have quite a group here today, and we have visitors from out of town, if you want to acknowledge
them.
Yeah,
we have, I'm sorry about the name, we have Ravan from Chantilly, France. Where are you, sir?
Rezvan.
Beautiful.
Rezvan.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Wonderful that you could be here with us. Then, Andrea Porter from New River, Arizona.
Andrea,
hi.
Good to see you again.
As always.
Glad you're here.
Okay, and then we have Joyce Lan.
Hi, Joyce. Good to see you again.
Joyce, good to see you from San Jose. Thank you for joining us. Richard Chang from Sunnyvale, California.
Hello, Richard.
Welcome. Thank you. Catalina Don from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Hello, Catalina. Good to see you again.
Robert Carter from Jefferson, Missouri.
Robert.
Stephanie Vaughn from Houston. Are
Not
you here?
Here
oh,
yet.
She didn't make it. Okay. And I'm sorry about this, but I think I've got it right. Hulin Yon from Kingwood, Texas.
Hello. Good to see you. Glad you're here.
And I'm sorry, this one is handwritten. I'm not having a hard time. Zalso is here. Is that? Okay.
From where?
It's not. It's hard to read. I don't know what it says.
I don't have my glasses on.
Okay. No, you can't read it. Is there anyone we've missed? Any special guests from outside of Colorado? Anyone? No. We've got everybody. Great. Thank you. That or you're hiding, and that's okay.
I keep looking, at kind of the new setup and where the cameras are. Well, we got a new camera there, and then over here, Vicky. I keep worrying about you falling off that ladder. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh,
she's
do you
fine.
Have like a seatbelt, or you'll just fall into Joe. Okay. So if we get the next one.
Okay.
Good. So it seems like a long time since we've been together. since the last meeting. So we're going to do a little recap of the last shout, if we can get the next slide. And that was a lot of fun. That was Shout 7, the commitment to self.
This what was is the where, fun part?
Well, we had the Marty's dialogue with Adamus. So we're going to see that in this video recap done by Gene.
I need to add, before we go any further with this, I need to mention that I had a real challenge. And you know, I really try not to be too stiff and too old teachery, but it was a little bit of a challenge when we had to explain to people from India or Russia what mofo was.
Yeah, little problem with the translation and
awkward. Could we say awkward?
Well, yeah, he says with a big smile on his face. Hiya.
Awkward.
Well, in the first draft of the text transcript, we actually had the literal translation, and I looked at it and said, "No, let's just change it to mean
rude slang."
I forgot what we put. Badass, yeah. So, we know a lot of people went to the internet that weren't familiar with the term and found out real quickly what it meant. But
I just hope it wasn't a lot of first timers. Oh,
remember,
no.
It was not Adamus who started that; it was Marty.
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 Woo.
Marty did.
Oh,
Linda's.
Oh. Yeah. I know.
It was John Kaderka's fault for having the volume turned off. Anyway, we're going to do a little recap of the shout. If we could get the lights down, even though the TV's pretty bright, but it creates a nice ambiance. So let's get those down. Recap of last month.
Okay.
I am and delighted to be Adamus of Sovereign Domain. I am here. I am here. Caldra is here, kind of, today. Dear Linda Visa is here, present. Crash is here, taking photographs. You're here. And those online watching in are here today. Andra, Anna are here. Why are you here?
Because I'm waking up.
Good, good, good. Why are you here in this lifetime?
To have fun.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm here to laugh with you.
To laugh with me.
Everybody else.
Good, because so often they don't get my jokes.
No.
They really don't. I have to laugh by myself. I do bring along my angelic friends. They laugh sometimes, but yes, thank
I
you.
I love that.
To expand like a mofo.
Would you stand up and say that for the camera?
Expand like a mofo.
Expand like a mofo. Now, I haven't been on Earth for hundreds and hundreds of years. What exactly
is a mofo? A while ago.
Is that a type of animal? Is it something that
you
eat?
Yeah, it's an animal.
Is it
a gift
you give to others? Mofo, please define.
Chambra animal.
Yeah. Chambra animal.
It's my pacala.
Your pacow is a mofo.
Yeah.
Now, what does it look like?
Well, have you seen a snuffleupagus? Similar cousin.
Similar, yeah, I understand.
Similar cousin to
but
that.
You expand with great passion is what I translate your words for those who don't understand. Good. And how is your expansion going?
Oh, like a mofo.
Oh, you're like a mofo.
Like a mofo.
Now, not knowing what a mofo is, and when you say, oh, like a mofo, I'm not really sure. Is that good?
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah. Is it? Is there any bad in it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is it what you didn't expect to happen?
Absolutely.
That's a mofo.
I'm always here for fun.
Good? Are you having fun?
a great time.
In this lifetime, you're here for fun or here at this gathering for fun?
I'm having the time of my life.
Are you?
I am.
That is excellent. I'm here because you asked me to be.
Oh,
it's your
yeah.
fault. You asked me to be. There have been so many spiritual classes, spiritual schools, spiritual offerings, religions, supposed sacred books, everything else for eons of time. And we just haven't graduated many humans. I'm here to graduate a few, hopefully more than a few, hopefully all of you, but ultimately it's up to you. I've told Calder and some of the other groups, just 5 or 10, that's all. Just 5 or 10 that will allow themselves to ascend in this lifetime. Ascension being defined as integrating all of yourself and stay here and live here. Give me 5 of you, just 5, because those 5 are going to do more for the rest of you than what I could possibly do. Those 5 are going to be examples who can talk about how they had a mofo life and evolved. And those 5, I would love to have them standing up here, or 10 or 20 or 1,000, but have them standing up here saying, it was really actually easy. I made it difficult the whole time. It was really amazing, but I was so afraid of taking that step, taking that last step, so afraid. Because I would have to give up everything. And you do. And you do. So afraid because I was worried how it would affect others. And those, that group that's going to be lined up here is going to say, you know what? You take a good deep breath. You trust so deeply in yourself that nothing else matters. Nothing. Nothing else matters. And you just do it. The thing I wanted to talk to you about was your distractions. And it's the biggest thing right now getting in the way. Here you are on this amazing spiritual journey. You're so close. You have chosen this as the lifetime, as the lifetime of integration. It's all you wanted. It's all you cared about. It was the reason you came here. It's the reason why you're here, to let it happen. But then you got distracted. You get caught up in family stuff, work stuff. You get caught up in world stuff. Worry about what you should be doing. That's such a simple fill in the blank. So simple. When you say, what should I be doing? Just enjoying it. That's all. Let's distill it. What does that mean? You feel into the essence of it. The laughter in this room, the joy in your heart, a little bit of relief from the everyday, a little melding with your body and mind. Let's distill it right now. What does that mean? It means take it out of being a mental concept. Feel into the essence of it. Breathe it in. It's yours. It's yours. Yours and your soul's. Soul and the human they're the same, but they've been separated for a long time on purpose. It was a brilliant plan. It was a brilliant plan, but the plan to get back together wasn't quite so well worked out. It didn't worry about how it was going to get back together. It worried how it was going to get you, it, down here. That's what took a lot of effort. But it knew it would get back together. And that's what's happening right now. That's this whole lifetime. Getting back together. Your true responsibility is to let go of how you've defined soul, religion, God. Let go of how you've defined your own identity, because it's going to change. Soul is that simplicity. It is not a grand golden angel. You were already at that stage. You were already the, you know, fluffy angel, you know, whisking around, having angel meetings, angel lattes. You've already done that. So You're beyond that. So you don't need the golden angel to come in, or any angels. The soul is so simple, yet so deep. Your essence, you, really wants to know what it's like to be loved firsthand. The soul has pondered love, contemplated love, feels the love that you've had, that you've experienced, but doesn't know it in a practical sense. It's up to you, dear humans, to guide your soul into the experience of love. But how can you do it if you don't love yourself? My number one point to you today. You're getting distracted. I will do my best to try to keep you from going way off course. You get distracted by the mundane things. And sometimes I think you get distracted on purpose. I really do. Sometimes I think you make these distractions just to, you don't have to face the bigger issues. The bigger issue of loving yourself. I'll bring you back from distractions, hopefully. But to go forward, it's going to require that you make a commitment. Mm. It's going to require you make a commitment to yourself. If you're here today, if you are listening in online, or if you're listening to this later, if you're watching, if you're scratching your head wondering what's going on here, in order to go forward, you need to make a commitment to yourself. Otherwise, it's going to be very rough. What do I mean by commitment to yourself? It means taking time for you rather than for everything else. Commitment to yourself is taking that time, is loving yourself, is giving yourself the things you need. And how many of you, I'm not even going to look, I'm going to keep my eyes closed, how many of you will not give yourself the gift? Gift of what? The gift of abundance, the gift of love from you, the gift of love from others, the gift of healthy biology, the gift of what you want to create. Let's do something as we begin our month of commitment to yourself. I'm going to ask you to feel from it, first from human perspective, then soul. The first part of this, there's basically two singing portions. The first part of the portion, first portion of the singing, imagine your soul sitting right next to you, already within you, singing to you. Listen to the words. Then when the singing starts again, you're singing to the soul, to the reluctant soul, but to the beautiful soul. And this whole time while the music is playing and you're experiencing this, feel into the commitment to yourself, commitment to your soul, commitment to your humanness, commitment to your humanness. Humanness is a beautiful thing. It's gotten some scrapes and dents. It's been kicked around a few times, thrown to the gutter. The soul loves it. Wow, what an experience. Now, could you imagine now going through all that and the soul's had all this experience, but finally the human saying, hey, soul, no more, no more. So I'm glad you had a kick out of it, but crap. I didn't. Soul, we're going to do it different. We're going to do it different. And soul, we're going to do it together. Your wisdom, my good looks. Your good looks. Your simplicity, my cleverness. Your potentials, my charm, soul. I've learned a lot while I've been down here. Learned a lot on this planet. Let's put it together, you and me, right now. Your sweet caress is the best I've known. Now that I've proved to you that I'm worthy of your trust. Dear Shambro, let us build a world in the shape of us. In the shape of us. Five of you, 50 of you, 10,000. standing here. Well, we might have to get a bigger place, but here, enlightened beings, integrated beings, beings who have totally accepted themselves, committed to themselves, and allowed the integration, the melding, the love of their soul right here on this planet. I'm not going to be here for 20 or 30 or 50 years, so don't think we're going to stretch this out. A couple more maybe, but I need to know. Kuthumi needs to know, Crimson Council, a lot of others. Are you committed to yourself from this point on? More than anything, you need to know. To Gene for putting together the video. And I think we have applause from up above on that.
I think it's that Santa Fe bean soup you had last night.
I know, it's not. Uh-uh. You know what, Linda? I keep a list. Anyway, beautiful recap. Glad to see that Adamus is so humble and so shy.
Yeah, humble's not a word I'd ever use.
But, you know, I actually really enjoyed that shout because it was a lot of fun, a lot of great energy in the room. And on top of that, there was a beautiful message in all of it. I really love particularly the last part where he kind of took us through that commitment to self.
The feeling.
Oh, absolutely. And it was really beautiful. So it was a lot of fun. Got a couple nasty emails afterwards.
Thanks to Marty.
No, actually, they didn't mention Marty. No, they yeah. It was some of his comments about God. And I would say probably more nasty emails than ever, and I have to take a deep breath. And, you know, people always take things out of context.
They don't even listen. There were emails whining, saying, oh, there are only going to be 5. He said 5 or 100 or 5,000. It's like, why?
Yeah, it was
kind
of strange because we did get a lot of applications to be one of the 5. Seriously, I am dead serious. And I mean, and it's like, no, please listen to the shout again. Adamus was making a point. He's saying, he is here to work with those who are truly wanting the enlightenment, not
committed.
Just playing spiritual or playing New Age, but truly wanted. And he went on to say that after he leaves, he is going to work with individually, personally, with that group of humans. And he said, if there's just 5, it's worth it. If there's 100, 5,000, but people hear what they want to hear, and they 5, okay. So, anyway, let's take a deep breath as we go back to the slides. I feel so naked without my remote. I feel like...
out of control.
Out of control. It's I have to ask for the slides. And you can advance at one. So let's do a take a look at recent events. Last month, shortly after the shout, we went to Kauai. It was our 9th time in Kauai, I believe. This time for the Advanced Sexual Energy School. It was about 70 people for the school. Beautiful, amazing. Go one more slide if you would. There, yeah. Well, back one. It's going to get so confusing.
Poor you.
I know.
Oh.
70 people. There's something about Kauai that just is nurturing, is gentle, but yet will bring out your issues.
There's a beautiful richness and of every element. You can feel the water, the sand, the sky, the green. It's just, it's incredibly lovely, nurturing, beautiful, and dramatic place.
Yeah, we had a grand time. Adamus was in in your face. It was interesting after the event. Everybody had a difficult time going home because it was so beautiful there. You're there that long. A lot of us were there for up to 2 weeks. It's difficult, particularly coming back to cold
and snow.
And so it was difficult. But so many people went through what we call the energy flu afterwards. And they're writing about it on Facebook, in the group, Facebook group for the people who went there. And they had a really difficult time. A lot of them got sick or had headaches or just were sleeping for days and days. And as bad as that may sound, it's actually really a good thing because it means that something really did happen.
It's indicative of transformation.
Absolutely. So once again, Gene at the video controls put together a video recap of Kauai. So,
and this was the Advanced Sexual Energy School.
Advanced Sexual.
Very
special. Oh, by the way, before we play.
And it's only the second time we've done it.
Are we playing the video? Before we play the video, I just want to point out that the hotel had just gone through a major remodeling and renovation. They were still kind of doing some of the last-minute work, so it was kind of indicative. Here we are at the beautiful location, but there's still kind of some construction.
Rebuilding, remodeling.
And we were the very first ones in the meeting room. I mean, literally, the night before, they're pulling off masking tape and vacuuming, and so we got to initiate that room. I feel bad for the people who came after us. But anyway, let's get the lights down and play the video recap for Kauai.
Thank you.
It was an amazing time. It was one of those most memorable of times that I can possibly remember. But there was a tragedy before the event. I'm trying to keep it together here. One of our dear friends, one of our teachers, kindred spirit on our spiritual path, had an accident, was drowned the day before the workshop started. We want to give tribute here to Sansan Chen. She was a mother, a wife, a Crimson Circle teacher. We've been with her over the last 8 years in places like Breckenridge, Egg Harbor, Wisconsin, different places in California, Lake Tahoe, most recently in Egypt. And of course, as much as we know about death and the wisdom that we have, it's still very difficult to lose someone. So we like to play this tribute to Sansan Chen.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. There's no need me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me angel of the morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning. Slowly turn away from me. Well, maybe the sun's light will be dim, but it don't matter anyhow. If morning echo says we've sinned, then it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I promise you I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me angel. Touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning, morning. Just touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning, baby. Touch my cheek before you leave me, baby. Just call me angel of the morning. Slowly,
slowly,
slowly turn away from me, from me.
So I'd just like to invite you to just sit for a moment, Just breathe deeply and consciously and feel the beauty of Sansan, the beauty of who she was, of how she touched so many. The grand soul that so many of us had the opportunity to be with, to know. And even if you didn't know Sansan, she's a grand soul. I invite you to breathe and feel Sansan in this now moment. Her beauty, her energies. Just breathe and feel the divine angel, Sansan. Just breathe with it and feel it. Breathe and feel her beauty, her grandness. One of the most wonderful things was Sansan was a teacher, and she was truly on a spiritual path, focused and dedicated to it. And as you know, being teachers is a special part of the Crimson Circle. And Sansan, when she applied to be a teacher, we asked her, why did you want to be a teacher? And this was Sansan's response. Just breathe in on this. I can't find anything else that interested me more than the spiritual practice and sharing. From my own experience, I realized that teaching is the best way to learn. I've been a diligent spiritual student for 50 years. Now it's the time to change the role to become a teacher. I feel that I'm playing an important role for a human to fully integrate with all their higher aspects, which is the foundation to truly understand why I am God also. So just breathe with that. Feel the beauty of this woman, of our dear Sansan. Her own words. Her own words.
Sansan's husband, Richard, is here with us today, and we truly appreciate you coming in from California to be here for this and to help us remember Sansan and to feel her energy in the room with us.
So to celebrate her.
Thank you.
Yes. We truly celebrate Sansan. She truly was a glorious, glorious person. And anything that I read from other people that knew her, they all, it was clear how strong and wonderful and amazing she was. So any of us, we're all so lucky to be able to feel Sansan.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, all of Sansan's
Thank
friends.
You.
So, let's take a deep breath in honor. Take a deep breath in remembering, but also, Adamus did have a few words to say in Kauai, actually more than a few, saying that Sansan would truly be here with us as part of our journey. So, she's still here. We go to the next slide.
So, thank you.
Okay.
I want to say one more thing, and I think the hardest part is that I, knowing who Sansan was a little bit, that I think the most amazing thing is she's okay. But it's the hardest for those of us that miss that connection, that miss that day-to-day. Hardest for the human. I think we all know Sansan's okay, but we miss her.
Good. Thanks. Okay, let's take a deep breath, good deep breath. We're going to talk about some upcoming events, actually. We have quite a few, and we'll go through them pretty fast, but you can always check on the internet for any details about what's coming next. So, Linda, take it away.
Okay, well, next slide,
I have to get
please.
Used to this big screen over here.
Well, very shortly, we will be doing the Amsterdam Dreamwalker Life. That is April 19th through the 21st. It's a very special event because we're going to have Johan there with us, the full, including Amir, so that'll be quite a celebration. And, of course, we have special guests.
There.
Thank you.
Better on the sounds.
Okay. Special guests, Norma Delaney and Garrett Anofsky.
Yeah.
So this will be a very special event. There are still spaces open. If you're interested, it's in outside of Amsterdam on the sea. So it should be quite a
And actually, we have
setting.
Quite a few spaces available.
Yes, we do.
You know, Frankfurt was sold out. The upcoming one in Colorado was almost sold out. But this one, we have plenty of space. So if you don't like big crowds, come on over to Amsterdam. And it's also their flower festival.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tulips everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Tulips. Okay.
Our next event is the tulips everywhere. Ha, ha, ha. Mysteries of Love. And that is our tour in France. It's our second time. And that's April 24th through May 1st. And that is quite an adventure. We had no idea what to expect the first time, but I can tell you that the exploration of love, its creation, and what it is truly quite an experience. And as you can imagine, all over these settings in France.
And we only have one place left, so we won't dwell on it. There's one
seat.
Oh,
yeah, one spot.
One seat left, yeah.
So, sorry.
Yeah.
So if you're interested, hurry, one seat. And then coming up in May 18th through the 20th, we have Sinaia, Romania, which is just outside of Bucharest, but it's away from the city to kind of give a nicer setting. Again,
kind of on the outskirts of Transylvania.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Actually. Yeah. Yeah. You like that. And Adamus does. Okay. That also, we are lucky enough to be also featuring Johan. It's hosted by Sylvia Marin. And she has quite a team working with her. And I'd like to invite you, if you're interested in that one, it's actually starting to fill up. So if you do want to go.
It is filling up pretty
quick. Yeah, it's 3/4 full. So if you're interested, don't delay. But it should be a lovely time. That's a beautiful time in Romania.
There's
the Romanians are extremely fun to celebrate with.
I think it's our 8th or 9th time in Romania. And while we're there, I think we're going to celebrate yours and my 34th wedding anniversary. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is should I, shouldn't I? Okay, I really love Jeff, and I think it's really wonderful.
We can just
that
stop there.
He remembers.
We just stop. Thank you. Next slide. Thanks. Okay, but.
He remembers our anniversary, which is always remarkable from what my girlfriends tell me. But it's 35.
Is it? It only seems like 34. You're right. It is. I knew that.
What
I just
was
wanted
that,
to see
Jeff?
If
what
she
was
would
that,
know
Jeff?
That.
What was
You're
that?
You're right.
Did you record that?
Okay. After that, it's on to.
We will be going to Slovenia, and I do not know how to say the name.
Ljubljana.
Ljubljana, okay.
Ljubljana.
And we're excited about that, and we will be there May 26th and 27th. The name of the workshop, it's a two-day workshop, Masters in the New Energy. And there's been some discussion because people are like, well, if I read the book, why would I go to the workshop? Well, that's because the name has not so much to do with what Adamus is going to channel. Because
I have a feeling he's going to do like an extension, like
you think?
Continuing to the next level.
Yes, yeah. Of course, because he reflects the energy of the group in front of him, and clearly that group will have a different energy than others, because each group has its own chemistry. So please don't hesitate. I assure you, you will be entertained if you're interested in going to that event.
Good.
Okay.
And after that, June.
Oh, and our host for that is Alfred Hellas.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. June, you want to talk about this one because you really know this one.
June is actually, we're invited to the Cryon Conference, the summer conference in Sedona. We'll be on stage on Sunday the 10th, and then after that we're doing a two-day workshop called Living Ascension in Sedona, which is always kind of an interesting background. I actually like Sedona a lot.
Adamus
does not care for it so much, but
so we
I
have
like
to
it.
Medicate him.
Yeah, exactly. So, and following that in July?
June.
Oh, June still. June.
Yeah, in June, we will be doing...
No, I have the wrong wrong dates on it. Little typo there. It's actually July 23rd through the 25th.
Okay. Well, we'll be doing Dreamwalker Life in Estes Park, and we have Johan. And the event was sold out, but we went to see the space, and it turns out that the room is bigger than they actually said it was, which never happens.
Yeah.
So there still are a few spaces for Dreamwalker Life. And right here in Estes, on the lake, in the mountains,
it's going to be beautiful.
Be a beautiful setting, a great adventure, and again, full Johan.
Yeah.
The whole thing, a mere two. Great summer party.
Good summer party.
Yes. Okay. And August 4th? Look at that. Whoa. Jeff put so much effort into that. You know how long it takes him to do that pixel by pixel?
But it's fun.
That's our annual Chambre Barbecue.
And that comes immediately after the August 4th Shoud. Just as a little note, we're not going to have a September monthly meeting because we're going to be in Vienna for the midsummer, well, actually late summer, Chambre New Energy Conference. But we're doing a party. We're going to have Johan Barbecue, a lot of fun right here, Coal Creek Canyon, on August 4th.
I'm sorry, with the unpredictable nature of weather these days, who knows when midsummer is anymore?
That's true. That's true.
Seriously.
Yeah, because it could be snowing here in July. Absolutely.
And we'll have the music and dancing with Johan.
Yep.
Wow, cool. So that'll be a great time. Hope that you can be here and join us. Okay.
We got a lot of events.
My gosh, Jeff, who put this together?
Jeez.
Oh. So after that, the next weekend is the Essence Experience, August 8th through the 10th. That will be up in Breckenridge, Colorado. That is high altitude.
And that's with Jim Self.
Correct.
It'll be our first workshop with Jim, and I think a lot of you know Jim Self. I love the work that he does. He's just a good person, great to work with. So it's going to be interesting to see that compatibility with Jim and Adamus. No, I think it'd be great because they're, you know,
we'll
Jim
see.
Jim is really strong.
I know.
Then in September, it is the kind of midsummer, late summer, seasons are changing, New Energy Conference in Vienna. We're going to be putting this in the store later in the week with all the details, but we have channelers, we have music, we have presentations, we have a great crop circle guy who has kind of an interesting new view of crop circles.
Yeah, not typical.
And it's just generally, as you know, a three-day festival getting together with Chambre.
I have to tell you,
Vienna is beautiful.
It's a stunning setting. It was kind of in the area where there was kind of a cloister there, and they had their own vineyard and wine. And Vienna is a stunningly
beautiful
city, an opulent city. The architecture and everything there is quite a delight. And if you've never been to Vienna, it is truly a beautiful city, and you might want to consider it. Okay.
Good. And what
registration begins April 12th.
Yeah, later in the week. So I know a lot of people have been writing to Susie wanting to know when they can register. We'll have that in the store ready to register soon. Okay.
You got it.
Oh, and then one more.
Oh, and right after the midsummer, we'll be going down to Roost, which is just a little ways outside of Vienna. And that's going to be a New Energy Mystery School. We haven't done that for a while.
When we say mystery school, it's a mystery what we're going to do. I mean, you know, it always works out really well, but it's nerve-wracking for us because we have no idea of what Adamus is going to do. So we just take a deep breath and hope for the best.
So registration on that also begins the 12th, and there is a limited number of spaces for that.
Good. And, you know, I'm just tired looking at the schedule, and that's only through the end of September, and that's all the further we're going to go right now. But a lot of activities, it's all on the website, so just check out any of the details there. Okay,
next.
I feel so...
Oh, I know. I feel bad. You want me to run home?
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about Awakening Zone. Oh, yeah. You get this as a ringtone for your cell phone. Truly. Can you imagine when that rings? Everybody. Everybody's going to look around. Everybody's going to start dancing. Okay, the Awakening Zone. We have a great new product, and the reason why we're talking about it during the Awakening Zone is that it is really is a way of supporting the Awakening Zone. Of course, as you probably know, the Awakening Zone features about 50 shows per month, all free to the listener and to the host. Crimson Circle pays the entire cost of the project, but it's been very expensive, very successful, but very expensive. So we went and talked to wonderful, wonderful channelers like Lee Carroll, Steve Rother, Jim Self, and said, would you guys be willing to be interviewed by David Thomas, the producer of the Tuning In film series and the book? And he agreed to do it. He interviews Lee Carroll, myself, Steve Rother, Jim Self, and it's an amazing, it's about an hour and a half interview about things like 2012, the financial system. I forgot some of the other topics on it.
2012 financial system.
Gene, do you remember what else is on there? JFK. Yeah, who killed JFK? Ascension, creation, a variety of different things. And
actually, it's a lot of current topics, but what I found, I always find interesting, is to hear four different flavors. And in other words, each one of them channels a slightly different perspective, a different entity, and yet to hear the things that are, I celebrated a lot the things that are similar, the common threads that are in there, as well as the differences. So it's quite interesting to hear how each one answers on the same topic. So that was probably the most interesting piece to me, is that they're answering, all four are answering on the same topics.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting. And David Thomas does an excellent job because he's just a really good interviewer, and he just keeps it moving in a very clear, simple way.
And as you'll see in this following clip, we're going to just show you a little bit of it. We got all of the audio together, and then, of course, we did a text transcript so you can read along as well. We put all the audio together, and then we kind of realized that all four channelers kind of sound the same. For somebody brand new, it might be difficult to differentiate between Lee Carroll, Steve Rother, you know, when they're channeling. So we came up with, I thought it was a bright idea of doing...
You didn't want to just insert the names. It was too... It broke the flow.
So we came up with a bright idea, actually doing a DVD of the titles so you can listen and then watch the words on the screen, and they just come up in the order of the words. Kind of interesting. We're going to play a little bit of that right now just so you can get a flavor for tuning in again. So if we could go over to the video, get the lights down. It's a relatively short segment.
David Thomas, director of the documentary Tuning In. I explored the phenomenon of channeling in that film, which featured six of America's most prominent and respected channelers. In this special Awakening Zone Radio Network presentation, it's my true pleasure to continue this fascinating and enlightening work. I've interviewed Adamus, channeled by Jeffrey Hoppe, as well as Cryon through Lee Carroll, The Group through Steve Rother, and Jim Self, who connects with Ascended Masters and the Archangels. As with Tuning In, I've woven the interviews together into a cohesive, profound offering. I couldn't be more excited about this project and all the people it may help navigate these sometimes trying and turbulent times. I hope you enjoy the information and insights as much as I have loved gathering them. Thank you, and have fun. There's been so much talk these days about ascension.
That is the key word in ascension, the integration. Integration of your body, of your mind, and of your spirit together in what I call the body of consciousness.
Okay.
Thanks. I don't know if that got cut a little short, but you get the idea of the text goes all the way through. Some really good insights, and on top of that, it was fun working with Lee and Steve and Jim. It was a really wonderful product, and the best thing is that it supports the Awakening Zone.
It does. All the proceeds to that will go to the Awakening Zone.
Yeah.
And all of them are have Awakening Zone shows.
And actually, I think we have some here today. I'm afraid to walk in front of the speaker.
Look, I can.
Oh, so we actually have copies here today. You can get this as a digital download or as a physical DVD. It's got the text transcript, audio file, and the DVD file. So it's a great product and a great way to support the Awakening Zone. Okay. Next. We're just zipping right along. We got 11 minutes. We had a lot to cover today. Okay, next slide. What do we have? Oh, okay, good. Now it's time for Shumbro News. The latest, the greatest. I love the music. It sounds important.
It's got a heartbeat.
It sounds important, like we really have something to discuss. And today, we do. We want to introduce Keyhawk 2 is ready for application. A lot of you remember, Keyhawk 1 was a 1-year intensive program with Adamus. Any Keyhawkers here in the room? Keyhawk?
A few.
A few. 1-year intense program with Adamus. We get together twice a month on the radio network, and there's a lot of homework. There's a lot of information from Adamus, and anybody who's been...
Shoot me. There's a lot of homework. That's the exciting part?
Yeah. Anybody who's been part of it has, and I don't want to say too much about it, but they've really been impacted by it.
Let me try. This is my teacher side coming out. What's been interesting is that it's a closed group, so it's a limited number of people, and the group is... Each one operates individually from all over the world. They come together with these connections with channels and meetings on the internet in a closed group. And so there's a lot of transformation that goes on. And with each step, Adamus works with the group to allow them this process of transformation. And it's very the feedback on it, which to me is always the bottom line. That's important is what did people get from it? They say it's an amazing transformation, and they even will go further and to say they don't even quite know how to put it into words because it's so special and personal
for them. Very, very personal.
And that's the most amazing part. It's a very, very personal process, and people that have participated in it seem to have really appreciated that. There are times when typically sometimes they're agitated, sometimes they're excited. There's that whole gamut of feeling and experiencing, but it's an amazing program if you're interested.
It's open to 198 people for this year. We'll actually begin in June, but we're taking applications now because we have to go through a process of screening. And then, like last year, we had about almost 600 applications, so we had to do a lottery. So based on what I hear so far, we'll probably have the same thing for this year, not yet. If you want to apply for Keyhawk 2, you can go to the Crimson Circle store. I also believe it's in the What's New section, but you can go to the store and apply for it. The application doesn't necessarily commit you to it. But
it's a start.
I mean, you don't have to make any financial obligations, but there's some certain requirements that are part of it because it is such a intense program, and it's a year long.
And he does call it homework, but it's really it. What he calls the homework is, you know, sometimes I think that sounds so tedious, but it's just truly about the guiding you through this process. So I wish I would use the term.
Projects.
Yeah.
I'll tell about one of them. Every Wednesday night is dream night for Keyhawkers. And as anybody who's been in Keyhawk will tell you, Wednesday nights are intense. Thursday mornings are a little bit rough. But it's kind of like advanced training. It's not the right word for it. It's intense.
It's a very, very personal process. And again, while it's a limited group, each person feels very guided through it. Also, as part of it, there are 4 advisors and 3 monitors that are there to assist and support you in the process. So it's pretty well laid out, and it's people. Like I said, what the thing for me that worked the most was to hear people really, really tell us that it made a difference in their life.
So if you're interested, check out the Crimson Circle website and the store. Now, next slide. Oh, we got a new product also.
Just came out
2 days ago. It's called Dreamwalker for Pets. Oh, this is something we've been wanting to do for a while.
Long time.
And we finally got around to it. And it's basically how to stay connected with your pet after their transition and how to invite them back for another incarnation. It's about 120 minutes long. Next. And actually, Linda and I recorded this. This is not Adamus. We wanted to do it because we've had such a close connection with our pets. So we took the insights from Tobias,
right.
Information from the Dreamwalker death from Adamus, plus some additional insights from Adamus, and put together Dreamwalker for Pets. I really enjoyed doing it with you, and I enjoyed that it wasn't channeled. But we talk about, for instance, what is a pet from a spiritual perspective? The fact that they're, how they've evolved with us over
time. Why they're special.
Why they're so special. How to do the dream walk with the pet starting even before their transition.
If they're sick.
How to handle the euthanasia if you go that route. How to dream walk them onto the other side. And how to keep the doorway open for them so they have that connection to come and go. Because as Tobias said, pets have an energetic passport. They find it much easier to go between the realms. And then if you choose to invite the pet back in for another incarnation, some of the guidelines for that, like, for instance, how long to wait, how to invite them lovingly, not tugging them back, but how to and little things like, if your pet transitions, there's a lot of things you can do with them. Just don't feed them. I had the bad experience of doing that with our dogs, and they come around all the time if you continue to feed them. But it was a fun product to do. That is available. I think we have one over there.
Ah,
if you want
to
grab that, dear.
Yes, my pleasure. Look, I can.
We have physical CDs here today, and it's also available as a download in the Crimson Circle store. Dreamwalker for Pets. And I have to say, too, that's our first product together, non-channeled.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Good. And I didn't know if I wanted Adamus. I just didn't feel right. Linda and I could talk about the pets a little better. I don't know.
I think it worked really well because we really know it and we feel it and we've experienced it.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of clarity with it. And it seemed, when Jeff suggested it, it seemed truly appropriate. When you have that much clarity about something you love that much, we had to try and do it.
Also, another new product. This is the result of the Egypt tour in 2011, back in October. Gerhardt and Einat took a lot of the recordings from the temples, from some of the sacred places and the Great Pyramid, put them together with music and created an experience called Shamia, Traveling the Unseen. If you were there with us in Egypt last year, you'll really love this because it brings back such memories. If you weren't there, you'll still find that it is an experience. The you feel like you're floating down the Nile or in the pyramids chanting in some of the sacred temples. Just came out. It's called Shamia, Traveling the Unseen. And we have some physical copies here today, otherwise on the internet as a download. Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Getting there. Okay, next slide.
Yeah.
Just a quick reminder or quick information. We did an interview the other day with Julie Hart, who does a show called Call to Awaken. I always get that confused with Awakening Zone, but Call to Awaken. It is airing on Tuesday, April 24th at 7 o'clock Mountain Time. If you go to calltoawaken.com, you can get the information about it. It was a fun show to do.
It might be something if you want to introduce somebody to kind of what Crimson Circle is. There's no channeling in it again. It just talks about Crimson Circle, new energy, and it's nice in that way that if you want to introduce somebody to what Crimson Circle is, it's a nice way to do it.
Good. And before we take our break, almost there.
Right on time.
Yeah. We'll go to the next slide, and we want to give special thanks and acknowledgement to some really special people. Yeah.
You know, really, for us to do what we do, it comes with a lot of support from other people. Amazing. And you don't hear very much. They just quietly do it. And that's the most amazing gift of all. We'd like to particularly acknowledge the Crimson Circle Angels, the subscribers that help make this, really make this possible, what we're doing right now, standing here in this moment in Schomburg Theater. Advanced studies teachers, these are the people with the passion and love of the material that they wish to share it and teach it to others. That's what Sansan did. She taught SES and aspectology. Our international web host, oh my goodness, those are grand people that work tirelessly to share this work with people all over the world. And last but not least, our translation teams. We have these new translation teams that are working in a new way with the translations so that once again the material can be offered to others. And we thank all of you for that amazing contribution that you do, that you create.
Crimson Circle materials are translated every month into 23 different international sites. So
it's amazing.
The moment this shout ends, the work begins. John is processing files, getting them off for text transcripts. Those go out to all the translators. They start their work. And literally within about 4 or 5 days after a shout, the translations start showing up. That's absolutely amazing. So,
and a special thanks to, last but not least,
Yes, the webcast credits every month, particularly this month. This crew works so hard to get this space together, hanging cameras, lights, setting out chairs, vacuuming carpets, putting up all the decorations and everything. They get here early, they work late, and they really deserve a very special acknowledgement. So to the staff.
Woo! Thank you all.
This is so good. We are within 10 seconds of break time.
So unguessed.
How
Woo!
Do we do that? So we are going to take a quick break. We want to thank everyone around the world who's listening in today. We're going to come back in 30 minutes for Adamus, for Mofo.
Thank you all.
So we'll see you in 30 minutes. Eat a lot.